the new Hot 101.5.
Blown Off on The Miguel Show.
You go on that first date, you get all ready, looking cute. You think it's great, and then they don't call you back.
What the hell?
You've just been blown off. Exactly.
That would be my line of thinking anyway.
If you're in that situation, let us help you out. Hot1015tampabay.com/blown off. And Adam, you're in that situation with Shannon, correct?
Yeah, thanks guys for having me. I appreciate it.
Of course. We like to find out what happened. So tell us about how you and Shannon met.
Well, we met out in Soho one night.
Oh.
And, I started hitting it off. And, we started texting afterwards. And, it followed up. And we wanted to go. So we decided to do lunch. And then I think everything was going great. And then, she looked amazing in her sundress, and we were talking and having a great time. And
cool.
I don't know. I just haven't heard from her in 2 weeks. I don't know what's going on.
So you guys did a lunch date, so there were no drinks involved, I'm guessing.
No, it was pretty casual.
Okay.
And the conversation was good?
Yeah, we were having a great time.
Hmm.
I'm always
that's a hard
so curious,
one.
Yeah.
Yeah, because when you have a lunch, like, I can see a lot of times when people are like, oh, we went to dinner, like, there's, and you have, like, an adult beverage, there's room for error there, but a lunch date, there's not that much that can go wrong.
Well,
so we
got to get to the bottom of this. So, Adam, can you hold on for about 3 minutes so we can try to get Shannon on?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, cool. We'll do that on the new Hot 101.5.
I'm on my 14 carats. I'm 14 carat. Doing it up like my eyes. You say I got a touch. So good, so good. Make you never wanna leave. So don't. So don't. Gonna wear that dress you like. Skin tight. Do my hair. Show you how proud I am to be yours. Even it's just a mess on the floor. I still look good for you, good for you. I'm in my marquee diamonds. I'm a marquee diamond. Could even make that Tiffany jealous. You say I give it to you hard. So bad, so bad. Make you never wanna leave. Gonna wear that dress you like, skin tight. Do my hair grow real nice. Sneak up in my skin to hear you breathing. Cause I just wanna look good for you, good for you. Uh-oh. I just wanna look good for you, good for you. Uh-oh. Let me show you how proud I am to be yours. Even if there's a mess on the floor, still look good.
Like me mess around the triple cup. Stumble round town, pull your zipper up. Pants act like I don't get, but I ain't tryna mess your business up. And I ain't tryna get you in the stuff. But the way you touching on me in the club, rubbing on my miniatures, John Hancock, a signature. Anytime I hit it, know she feelin' full through. And every time we get up, boys end up on the news. Ain't worry about no pressin', ain't worry about the next shake. They love the way you dressin', ain't got up on you. Jackpot, hit the jackpot. Just mad at bad miss without the shots. You look good, girl, you know you did good, don't you? You look good, girl, bet it feel good, don't you?
Trust me, I. Go bring it back. It's the new Hot 101.5.
Blown Off on The Miguel Show.
Adam and Shannon met in Soho after some cocktails, and then they decided to go have a lunch date, mm-hmm. which seems like the safest route to go for a lunch date. And they, unfortunately, he hasn't heard back from her, so we got to find out why. You ready, Adam?
Yep.
Okay, Adam, while we're calling her, let me just let you know that we will do the talking when we get Shannon on the phone, okay? So you just make sure you stay quiet, and we're going to try to get to the bottom of this.
Okay.
Okay, thank you. Lunch dates, I don't know. So we'll see.
Hello.
Hi, is this Shannon?
This is.
Hey, Shannon, it's Miguel and Holly from the new Hot 101.5 and The Miguel Show. How are you this morning?
Fine. Did I win something?
You did not, and I know you sound so apprehensive, but I promise you, this is painless, and it's only a couple of minutes.
Right. We just have a friend in common whose name is Adam, and he reached out to us because, we know that you guys went on a date, a little lunch date, but he hasn't heard back from you, and he'd really like a second date. So we're trying to figure out if there's just some sort of misunderstanding that happened where maybe you guys could hook back up.
There's really not a misunderstanding. He was disgusting and brought his dog on the date.
Well, what did the dog do? What happened?
I'm sorry, I brought my dog on a date?
No, Shannon, we actually have Adam on the phone right now.
Was it not made clear that there would be a dog on the date?
No, he just brought his dog, and we're there eating food, okay? It's a place of where there should be, like, hygiene and stuff. His dog was jumping on me, licking me, pawing my leg. Like, it was so distracting and so unnecessary and gross. And I'm supposed to sit there and eat and be on a date?
Restaurant. It's a dog-friendly restaurant. Are you kidding me? It's a puppy. Girls love puppies. You don't like puppies? Really?
No, I'm sorry. I'm not a dog person.
I am a dog person, and I feel like it might be a little much to do a first date also with a dog. Maybe that was too much?
It's a lunch date. I was taking my dog out for a walk. Are you serious? Are you, like, what? Are you a cat person? Is that the deal?
I am a cat person. There's nothing wrong with that. And, cats are, like, really the only good pet to have. So.
Shannon.
Ooh, the line may have been crossed here.
I mean, but here, okay, Shannon, let me side with you for a little bit because I am not a dog person either and I get uncomfortable. But I mean, it was at a dog friendly restaurant. So, I mean, it wasn't like he was licking your food.
He was licking me. I was the food.
That might be a little much. Yeah. I could see how it might be a little much, Adam.
Mean, Shannon, you taste good.
No. You know what's disgusting? Cats. Cats are disgusting. They're like little, wet rodents. They're disgusting.
Oh.
They're gross. They're fur balls.
Okay, first of all, they're not going to like just be licking you and pawing at you. They're independent. They're cool. They're sleek. They can take care of themselves. They're not these needy, stupid, just bumbling around balls of fur. Okay.
She called dogs stupid.
Wow, those are shots fired.
They play fetch. Okay, for crying out loud, like, they go and they run, they get a stick, and they bring it back, and they can do that 1,000 times. They're so dumb, they don't even know, like, oh, I just did this for an hour.
So, Adam, you can't bring your dog over, and Shannon, you can't bring your cat, we can't have a peace offering.
Never
with
the twain shall meet.
No, there's no play date?
No, absolutely
not. No, there's not
going
to be a play date with the animals or with Adam.
Blown off.
Blown off. If you missed it, download the Hot 101.5 app now.
Free for your iPhone or Android.